Hey there, everyone. It's Lily Mae here, and welcome to another episode of the Glambitious Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I urge you to visit theglamceo.com to check out the different opportunities we have for women entrepreneurs, including speaking at our events like at Essence Fest in Atlanta and other markets around the country. We also offer you the opportunity to do interviews, get coaching, and really take your business to the next level in 2024. So again, head over to theglamceo.com to check out all the amazing things we have going on. And so today I'm chatting with Minister Pamela D. Smith. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everyone a little bit about who you are.
Hello. First of all, thank you so much, Lily, for having me. I am Pamela D. Smith. I am a minister, a Christian author, and I'm also a consultant for Christian authors. And what I do is I help women increase their confidence, have robust prayer lives, and I also offer an annual devotional collaboration to help women start or grow their ministries or empowerment brands.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the confidence piece. How have you seen women struggle with their confidence, either in life or even in their faith walk?
I've seen women struggle with their confidence in both areas, life and their faith walk. But I'll speak specifically about my own struggle with confidence. Where it started in my confidence in my faith walk. And when you struggle with confidence in your faith walk, I feel like it automatically spills over into your life. Because when you're not confident in who you are in Christ and who He called you or created you to be, then it's going to show up in every area of your life. One thing with me is, although I am a licensed minister, I struggled in my faith confidence that God created me to be a vessel and that He can use me. So I struggled in life when it came down to speaking and getting in front of people. I like to write and be behind the scenes. So anytime you're not confident in your faith that, hey, God has the ability to use me, it'll show up in other areas in your life.
Very much so. I totally agree with that. One other way that I've seen lower confidence show up for me and other business women as well is in our pricing structure. Like, you know, being willing to price what a service is worth, or sometimes we over negotiate, you know, to appease the client, but then we lower our own value to do it. And so I feel like oftentimes that spills over from confidence in who we are and what our services are truly worth. And so that's something I've personally struggled with. And then, you know, I've also worked with clients who also feel that challenge to really, you know, offer the pricing that the service is worth and be willing not to negotiate below that, you know? And I definitely think that comes from a lack of confidence in your gifts or your vision or even, you know, that people would be willing to invest in the higher ticket offers. So I definitely agree with you that, you know, when you have lower confidence in one area of life, it spills over into everything. And it is definitely very important to work on that. Now let's talk about the ministry aspect of, you know, being an author, because you do work with Christian women authors. How is that a form of ministry, writing a book?
It's a form of ministry because it's a tool, it's a resource, it's a way to actually spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's also a way to encourage and help strengthen those who are already believers, because we know, especially with COVID, the way people do church, so to speak, has changed. So even before then, everyone wasn't actually physically getting up going to church. So if you're just centered around the church and witnessing there, then what about the lost souls out there? I'll give an example of ways that I use a book as ministry. You can't approach everybody with scriptures and asking them to let them pray for you, because some people will reject that. But if you have something tangible, a book that you can say, hey, I just want to give you this. I'm not charging you for this. And when you get a free moment, just open it up, read it. I think there's something in there that will speak to you. And you wouldn't believe how many people have contacted me and followed up with me and said, hey, I'm so thankful you gave me a copy of your book, because when I opened it on page 35, this spoke to me. Or, hey, I was actually going through this and you said this in your book and this is something that helped me. So it's used as a form of a tool, a tangible tool, where you can either witness to others or help people be strengthened in their walk with God.
Absolutely. Because one thing is for sure, like, no one ever throws away a book, right? Like,
right.
I have books that have collected over the years, and I'll go and open up, you know, the closet with all the books and just pull one out and revisit it. So I have numerous devotionals from different amazing women. I have journal devotionals from Joel Osteen. I had like three of those, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll go back and read through that. And so one thing about like a tangible resource as a book, people do not throw those away. They really keep those. So it becomes the gift that keeps on giving. And I do think it's important that women do share their story, their journey, their inspiration in the form of a book. For those women who maybe not be the, you know, they're not the strongest writers, what would be your advice to them as it relates to writing a book?
To remember that the important part is not necessarily so much as writing the book, but sharing your story. And what I mean by that is, if you're not a strong writer, you can type it out, have someone to transcribe it, and then hire an editor to clean it up. So I think if you're focused on, well, I'm not a good writer, I'm not a strong writer, take that away. There's another way to actually share your story without you actually having to write the book. You can hire a ghostwriter. So just find other ways to get your story out there. You can also participate in anthologies. Most anthologies or devotional collaborations, such as what I offer, you may only have to write 1,000 words and just trust the editing process to clean up what it is that you have written.
That is great, great advice. It's so important, you know, when we have ideas or things that we want to do, that we become more solution minded and not, you know, come up with all the challenges. I have one of my friends, when we're talking about business, and I'll give her an idea, she'll come up with 10 challenges instead of solutions to me, the idea that I'm giving her. She's like, well, I don't have this and I can't do this. And I'm like, hey, start with the solution and not the challenge, because sometimes we talk ourselves out of taking the steps toward our destiny, toward what God has for us. And so I love that you share some actual tangible solutions for those women who may not feel like, you know, the most strong writers. So share a little bit more about, you know, the participation process with the devotional collaboration that you have coming out.
Okay, what that process entails is, it's for aspiring authors, because statistics show that 80% of the population want to write a book. Very few actually do. So this collaboration is an opportunity for those who, hey, I have a story to share, something that can empower other women, but I don't know how to go about the writing and publishing process, which contains a lot of moving parts. So it can be scary. It can be overwhelming. But this is an opportunity to take your story, condense it into actual, like you just mentioned, solutions. Here's the story. Here's the summary of the story. Here's the solution. Here's how I got over it, and condense it down and add it to a collection of other women who are also sharing their story for the collective goal of empowering other women. Most collaborations, you may only have to write a page or 1,000 words. And again, even if you're not a strong writer, there's going to be an editing process done to come in and clean up your story. So it's an opportunity to join with other women to empower more women. In it, you would get to share your story. It'll also include a speaking opportunity for you to be able to kind of verbally let people know who you are, let people know what God has brought you through, and you'll get a chance to really expand your brand or to get more brand visibility, because you're going to be joining forces with other women and you all will be cross promoting each other.
Wonderful, wonderful. Collaboration is so important in this season. That has been my word of intention for this year, collaboration. So I do think this is a great opportunity for women to collaborate and share their stories and inspire others. You know, when we go through hard times or tests and trials and challenges, it's very important that we share the testimony. You know, like God brings us these things so that we can witness and minister to others about it. And we can give them tips for getting through their hard time and bring them closer to Christ. So it is important that we share our stories by way of speaking, writing, book publishing, and, you know, all of the opportunities that we have. We should definitely take advantage of it to share our testimony. So how can readers connect with you on social media or sign up for the collaboration?
You can collect and sign up at my website, www.pamelladsmith.net. I am also my personal Facebook page, Pamela D. Smith. Connect with me there to learn. Either platform, you can learn more about the devotional collaboration and the work that I'm doing to empower women.
Fantastic. And is there anything else you want to leave with people, your favorite Bible verse or anything else you would want listeners to know about you?
My favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And what I love about that verse is it says, whatever you do, meaning we should take it all to the Lord, and it's him who will establish our plans. That helps build confidence, because that helps us to know that we don't have to do it in our own strength, our own might, our own intelligence, but it is God who will establish our plans.
I love it. I love it. Well, I definitely appreciate you hopping on here to chat with me and share this great opportunity, you know, with your devotional collaboration. And of course, I appreciate you also being a co-host of the Glambitious podcast with episodes past. Like, everyone totally loved interviewing with you, and they had such great things to say when I was sending them the link. So I appreciate you, you know, supporting the Glambitious brand in that way as well. So y'all connect with Miss Pamela. She definitely leads with love, a woman of faith, a woman of collaboration and inspiration, all the things. So definitely connect with her, follow her on social media, check out her devotional collaboration, because I do think it's a great opportunity to share your testimony. Again, if this is your first time tuning in, you can also visit theglamceo.com. I have a free visibility workshop coming up very soon you can register for. And you can also follow me on Instagram, and I am Lily May. So thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Glambitious podcast.